This is an audio letter from Oscar and Helen Rinnell, missionaries in Busan, Korea, to their son Roy Rinnell in Sweden. In this audio letter, they reference a Vespers service that Roy's sister was a part of in Ventura, California, at Ventura Junior College. This is Leonard Holmquist in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 2013.
Hello, Roy. This is Busan, Wednesday, the 19th of January, 1972. We are continuing on a tape sent to us by Dodo. It is about her graduation. As you know, she is now a registered nurse. We want you to keep this tape so that no other recording can be made on it. We think it is of historical interest. But we are going to continue using the part of the tape which she did not use, so that you can get a few words or greetings from us. We thank you very much for one tape which has just arrived, also your letter concerning Björk Torp. Both of these came today. And your photos came a couple of days ago. So we have received all this with thanks. And it has not taken too long time between Sweden and Korea. Only 5 days, the last one. Now, you complain that our letter sent to you on December 29th and January the 1st took quite a long time. I don't think this depends on the strike in Japan or the war in India, Pakistan. It was sent just at the end of the year and the beginning of the next year. Now, here in Korea, they have at least 3 days holiday. At least 3 days holiday. So that's probably the reason why you received both letters at the same time. Now, I'm speaking in English, as you understand. I've heard that your English has been greatly improved. It was even better when Lenny left before or just when he had arrived. And maybe it is a good thing for you to brush up a little English, practice a little bit, and I'm sure you will be very fluent in your English. So my part of this tape will be given to you in English. Well, of course, we thank you very much for tape, letters, and photos. I think Helen has already done this in letters to you, with the exception of the last tape and letter which has just been received today. You sound very happy and bright in your recording, and that is a very good thing. You are not taking your accident too seriously. I am sure that it you must have hurt your knee and your foot very badly. And even if you don't say so, you must feel it. Of course, it is not good to have water in the knee. I hope that will not be too painful. I quite understand that a sprain or broken ankle, foot, and knee must take quite a long time. I think it is a good idea not to use it too much. If you can save walking and rest as much as possible, I think it is a good thing. Well, anyway, we wish you a speedy recovery. The photos you sent us from our home in Tuschlander are very good. You must have worked very hard to remodel the kitchen, the hall, and also Helen's room. It is like a new home, and Helen would kind of be a stranger if she would walk in there.
I am now.
Now, of course, after seeing the pictures, it is different. Well, you've done a good job, and we think everything is wonderful. The photo of the new house is very good under the light conditions which you had mentioned. You said it was rather dark, and you took 2.8 by 1/15 of a second. I think the pictures have turned out very, very well. Of course, using AGFA, I don't think is so good as Kodak. You know I'm a Kodak man. But as you bought your AGFA very cheaply, it was probably a very good buy, and I think the pictures have turned out quite all right. You mentioned in your letter Björke Torp. You have been with the lady to a certain office, I mean Helga, and you have started negotiations for the purchase of the ground. I don't think there should be any difficulties. As long as we have the money to be able to pay for the ground and afterwards also for the house. I think the design of the house, the blueprints seemed to be very good and practical. You seem to have a lot of friends all around in Birketorp, and the place is not too far away from the birthplace of the Swedish Baptists and Valesvik, I mean, and in case there are something special there, that may be a good thing. It would not be difficult to find our way over there. Well, what about the well, the water problem? We still have to dig our own well, or is there any other possibility of somebody else helping out? I mean, with water connections, which of course must be paid. You have had a lot of visitors during the last few days of the year and the new year. Dodo has written about Lenny's visit, and he was very happy to be with you, and he liked you very much. You say in your tape that in spite of only being there a few days, you really miss Lenny. So I guess this friendship is both sides, and that is always a good thing. And Jim has also been there.
He likes him too.
That's a new acquaintance, and a very nice acquaintance, I'm sure. I'm sure Jim enjoyed himself during his short stay with you. And then you've had visitors. You have been with Jan, or Jan, John, whatever you call him, the Schwebstedts, and maybe others. Well, Ludde has also been there, of course, and helped you out when you really needed her help very much. And you got Christmas gifts from the Carlsons. Well, they seem to be very generous. They gave you a big present, and they also gave us a very generous present. Now, you know that we have asked the director of the CPS in Seoul to write Socialstyrelsen, and they say they have done this, but no papers have yet arrived in Seoul from the Carlsons through Socialstyrelsen in Stockholm. I guess it is only a question of time, as they already have their children. Now, we are working on a problem for others, and in spite of the fact that we have not received papers for them, the Carlsons, we have told the director to go ahead as if he had already received the papers from them. So we do not want to delay this in any way. We have already two Korean friends belonging to our mission, Mr. Kim and Mr. Young, who are going to escort them. We are working on their passports. It's very difficult for Koreans to leave the country, and they must have real documents in order to do this. The chairman of the NBCM in Denmark has written a very fine invitation to them and sent this through the Korean embassy in Stockholm. Of course, the embassy will forward this to the Foreign Affairs office in Seoul, and they will investigate the condition of both Kim and Young before they will permit them to have an okay or to receive a passport. But we do not think there will be any trouble along this line. We were sorry to hear that Carola's husband died so suddenly, but we are glad that you arranged the flowers and also expressed our deep sympathies. You have received the journal The East. I have subscribed to it. I've had this paper for some time, but I'm telling them to send it directly to Tuschlander, and other newspapers will also be sent directly. We get the Geographic magazine from Dodo and Bud as a present. It has been sent to Korea, but we have asked them to forward it or to change our address and forward it to Tuschlander after this. You mentioned that you received a carving. I think it is a kind of gift because I have subscribed to the journal The East. We have sent other parcels to you from Japan. Now, two book parcels and then another parcel with clothes from Nojiri. I hope you have received them. You have not mentioned anything about them, but I take it for granted almost that they have been received. But you can tell us in a tape or in a letter whether they have arrived or not. It was, of course, silly to ask you to work while you are having sick aid, and it was good that you did not do it. Jan was very generous to do that in your stead. I hope you will be feeling much better within a month. If you can start work again, I think you are very, very lucky. Now, I'm not the only one speaking to you on this tape. Helen wants to say something too. She thinks it's hard lines on your car giving you this trouble. and probably it means quite an expense also. Well, I'll turn the mic over to Helen, and she can answer more of your questions or give you some idea of her comments.
Hej på dig, pojken min. Tycker alltid det var bra synd om att du var ensam på julafton. Men du låter så check och du ser ut att det är skönt och har gott om lutfisk. Jag tror aldrig jag skulle kunna sätta in mig så mycket lutfisk. Ja du, det här kortena som jag skrev, hur stiligt det är hemma. Och faktiskt undrar vad den väggen, vad finns den väggen då? Och som jag sa att jag helt knappast hittar där hemma. Jag tycker hallen har nog vunnit väldigt mycket att den där stora hyllan kom bort. Och det där som jag kallar fönstret i köket, det får du tala om vad det är för något. Är det just en hylla? Men det verkar som ett litet fönster och det ser väldigt käckt ut tycker jag. Och tallrikarna, att de är, jag hyllar mina jag som är under tallrikarna. Det förstår du ju. Och det är ju väldigt bra att tallrikarna har kommit högre upp. Det nämnde jag också i mitt brev. Nu undrar jag om du har tagit ut de pengarna till dig själv som du skulle ha för arbetet hemma. Och det antar jag att du har gjort. Men jag förstår inte riktigt vilket som är, hur mycket vi har och hur mycket du har kvar på kontot. Men det är klart att du ska ta ut så du får för det. Hur mycket får du i sjukpenning? Och så säger du att jag ska skriva till Helga. Ja, det ska jag väl göra. Jag känner henne inte, men jag får skriva och fråga om jag kallar henne för Helga. Fast hon kanske är ett par år äldre än vad jag är. Men hon verkar ju väldigt pigg och check när hon kan läsa engelska och vad du sa, gå på flera kurser. Och där det tackar för att jag skötte om blommorna. Och det gör jag också. Och så när du går in nästa gång i blomsteraffären, där ska du hälsa sig väldigt mycket för mig. De är väldigt checka, det där unga paret. Om det är de som fortfarande har det kvar. Så kan jag hälsa ifrån, jo, när det gällde Helga var sant, så talade vi om att du hade en som hette Gunnar som skulle hjälpa till med elektriska i huset. Och det är ju alla tiders. Jag tycker lilla stugan ser så hemtrevlig ut. Så det kommer nog bli alla tider som vi kan klara av det hela. Ja, i eftermiddag så reste jag ut för att hälsa på våra barn som vi säger. De är för söta och den lilla tysten kramar jag om och jag pratar och pratar med henne, men jag kan bara prata på japanska. Jag tycker jag ska säga något. Men hon smilar så gott. Och jag hade kex med mig till dem och de har ritat en del. Hade ritat av mig och jag var alltså mormor. Och så hade jag ritat några blommor och de ska jag skicka till Viola och Kalle som en hälsning ifrån dem. Flickan hon var, är ni bra igen? Jag kanske talar om för dig att hon har haft influensa och hon hade legat på sjukhuset en vecka. Men nu såg hon så duktig ut, det är bara kanske lite blek, men nu har jag köpt vitaminer som hon ska ta in. Och så säger de klaff. Jag ska tala om för dig att du sa på bandet att nu har jag varit genom Ludda att du har köpt en klaff till väggen i sängkammaren. Så klaffen kommer ifrån här. Och då jag sa klaffen så menar jag inte alls att du ska hålla klaffen utan den ska gå på som den har gjort hittills. Och det måste också se trevligt ut med vid det där bordet eller klappen och vad du nu skriver. Vad heter det nu? Eller det skrivbord, vad är det? Nu vet jag inte. Nu tror jag nästan att bandet är slut snart. Och nu hoppas jag att du kryar på dig riktigt duktigt. Och jag ska prata in när vi har köpt ett band, så ska jag prata in lite mer. Jag ville att det skulle